There was a famous incident regarding a mila on Shabbos that they brought to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. We know in general the halacha is Ubayoma Shmini Yimo Besar Allah. So on the eighth day, one is obligated to do a circumcision on one's son, child. And the question is, what happens if the baby's born on Shabbos? And therefore, day 8 will be the following Shabbos. So we learn out, Vayom HaFil B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we do a Brit Mila, a Mila B'Zman. If it's day 8, we do it 354 days a year, 365 days a year, whether it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos, a Bris Mila on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, if it's a Mila Bizmana, is permitted. In fact, the Chiev. So there's a mitzvah to do a Bris on that Shabbos. So what was the case? The case they brought to Rav Pesach Frank was as follows. A baby was born on Shabbos, and the Bris had to happen the following Shabbos. But they didn't have a Erev, so they couldn't carry the baby, they couldn't carry the knife. So they worked it out that a non-Jew, a Gentile, would carry the baby and knife to Shul. And the baby and the Gentile did as instructed. However, when they went to do the Brit Milah, they found they didn't see the knife. And they took a look and they realized that this fell right outside the Shul. It fell off the carriage, wherever it was in. And there was no Erev. There was no non-Jew around. There was no way of bringing the knife from. So I guess they didn't come up with Shnayim Sha'asu or Sinoi. But those would be some ways, but that's not what he suggested. So, or we'll see, maybe. That's not what the rabbi said. The rabbi of the shul said, you know what? We have a very powerful magnet we have happened to have in the shul, and the knife. So if I could take the magnet from the shul and then put it out, it'll carry the knife inside, and therefore no one's picking up the knife, so it should be considered a grama, something an indirect act. You know, it's definitely not osim in our Torah. It should be permitted. So they asked Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank did not like the idea. Based on the Gemara about Eisho Mishum Chitzio, that it says when you shoot if you set a fire and it causes damage, or like shooting in bow and arrow, that basically if one lights a fire and then the wind carries the fire and damages, so we know the person's liable. So therefore, he thought by placing a magnet in front of the metal knife, you're harnessing a force to move an item. And therefore, you're in violation of Eisho Mishum Chitzov, and therefore, it's no different than you could have just went out and took the knife and throw it into Shul. That would be the same as the magnet. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, I guess it's not an issue, the bris was fine. But it was the wrong, though he felt they were machal Shabbos in a case where they should not have. However, not all the poskim agreed with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. They agreed with the rabbi of the shul. They quote from the Chelkas Yaakov, other achronim, that we know there's a general halacha, melechas machsheves asra Torah. You have to do things in a normal manner, in a regular way. So the way you do things normally, that's the way you chayev on Shabbos. But if you do something kala achayad, or as I said, shnayim shasu, you have two people carrying. So if you violate, if you carry in a rishus harabim on Shabbos, not in the normal way, that would only make it a iser d'rabbanan. So clearly, he says number one is carrying with a magnet. Clearly, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, because carrying is a Raisa, but carrying it through a magnet is only D'Rabbanan. And plus the fact, where they were, it's it wasn't big enough. It didn't fall into the parameters of a Rishus HaRabim, a Halachic Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the Chokas Yaakov says it's a classic case of a Shvus, the Shvus, the Makam Mitzvah. That it's a double, one Durabbanan is you're doing a Kalacha Yad. And the second Durabbanan is you're only talking about a Karmelich, which is Durabbanan. So that's the rule, Chazal, a Shvus to Shvus, a double Durabbanan can be violated by Makam Mitzvah, by Makam Sarach. And therefore, well, B'makam mitzvah, well, they could have done the mitzvah on Sunday, but B'makam, but it's a very big inyan to do a milah bezmana, because Jechayev Kareth. So, shvus to shvus, the makam mitzvah, milah bezmana, was enough, and also, plus the fact being a big tircha de tzibur, that everyone came and they were waiting, so therefore, they didn't want to make everyone come back the next day. So based on that, so that's what they did. Rav Tzvi Pesek Frank thought it was the wrong approach. However, the Chalkos Yaakov says that it was a shvus to shvus to makam mitzvah, and therefore the shul acted appropriately when they used the magnet on Shabbos to get the milah knife.